Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Chris Fleetwood Mac. That's Chrissy McVay on vocals there. Great band. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Alan C. is our guest, our good friend, longtime member of our Brain Trust, principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. Put a .biz on the end of that and you'll find him online. He's an award-winning marketing strategist. More than one important national group has said that. Including and we'd like to make that the eighth or ninth one to say that. Alan, thanks again for being here. We've been talking,
thanks,
folks,
so
about Alan's concern that if you're getting free assistance from people who their approach is more academic, like from a college or something like that, that it might not be the best. That you can add, and if it's free, I've always said, Alan, I've had people try to give me things before that I intended to pay for. They said, oh, no.
Oh, sure.
Don't pay me. I'll just give it to you. I said, no, I'm going to pay you because I'm going to expect performance.
Uh-huh.
I want to be able to say this isn't good enough. And I said, if you give it to me, I won't say that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the net benefit of free usually appears quite high.
Yes.
But we forget that free does have a downside.
That's exactly right. And one of the things you talked about it, where a class would go and help a company with their social media, and how that you commented on how that turned out. My variation on that theme is hiring a person right out of college, who was maybe from that class, and they became my social media. Mm-hmm. They became my social media practitioner. And in the early days, I'd turn it over to them, and we'd go. And of course, we checked behind them. But what we found out was they'd sit down at the desk at the computer, and they were wizards at all the applications and all the different ways of using. I mean, when they looked at the whole social media array and all the options, there was nothing cloudy or confusing or intimidating to them. They were masters of all that, and they even put the content into nuggets and bite sizes, and they knew how to do all that. But when it came to what it said, what it represented, the voice of a mature company, the expectations,
right,
of a customer, they didn't have that. And so even though they were,
right,
better at social media than I was or some of my people were, we had to help them with that voice. You can't abdicate that. You can't delegate that, at least not to a very young new person.
Really true. And you just kind of pointed out, I mean, when you look at a social media strategy, you've got people, processes, and technology. And there's no doubt, they've, so to speak, grown up with a lot of these technologies. So, whether it's dealing with a mobile device, or a desktop unit, they're going to know that the technology aspect. But if the career, as far as developing that empathy and being able to truly look through the eyes of the customer and seeing where the sales marketing intersection happens, as a business owner, you're wanting to increase awareness, generate demand for your sales, whether it's a product or a service. And that's a very fine intersection to have to negotiate, where you're artfully trying to persuade and move through a sales funnel. So at this point, they haven't been through that process, and maybe they've been the consumer, but they've not been on the other end of the fence, so to speak.
Right. Well, and they also have their own personal social media experiences that sometimes that kind of language, that kind of vernacular will find its way into your stuff, which is not appropriate, not what you want. And so I just have to say, and I encourage people, hire these young folks to help you with your social media. Absolutely. I benefited greatly from these folks Alan, but I wouldn't have had I just turned everything over to them. So what happened was, in the bargain, a year later, 2 years later, when they moved on to something else, they had served me very well as a practitioner, and I served them well. We served them well in bringing them of age in the marketplace and how you approach and be relevant to customer expectations. Real customers who are not 23, you know, customers who are 43 or 63, that kind of thing. What do you think?
Exactly. Exactly. And that is where it is a two-way street. You get this blend of, you know, somebody who knows the technology, but now they need to understand the people side of a business and how content, whether it's in the form of a video or a blog or a tweet or whatever that might be, mm-hmm. how that content needs to resonate and help develop that sense of trust between the brand and the client or the customer, so that true engagement can start happening.
That's a missing piece. I don't think you get in college, the trust thing. I'm not saying they do it on purpose. I just think it's not part of the process. What do you think?
I think you're definitely right, and it's because from that perspective that's where for the most part it's the result of experience, and unfortunately, you know, in many cases, you're dealing with somebody who, sure, they may have a PhD, but they themselves have grown up in academia and,
yep.
and are used to research and haven't really, they don't really have that
Alan,
great
gotta,
deal of.
I gotta wrap it up. CMOtips.biz. Good job today, Alan. Come back soon.
Hey, thanks very much.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.